Dr. Simon Roy, Dick and Clinton, infamous Wilma Cole, SLC of LE, personal cell. WILMA, today's date is 1/14/2013. Patient, 71-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with a chief complaint of number one, hurting in her shoulders bilaterally, and number two, osteoarthritis in the neck. See pain management in a couple of days to get steroid shots. Number three, thrombocytopenia. She sees Dr. Gamage at the Hemon Clinic. Number four, splenomegaly. Number five, vitamin D deficiency. Number six, hemoglobin, elevated hemoglobin C of 8.9. Number seven, abnormal LT is felt to be due to fatty liver disease. Number eight, fatty liver disease. Number nine, hyperlipidemia. Number 10, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 11, anxiety disorder / depression. Number 12, hypothyroidism. Number 13, polyarthritis. Number 14, morbid obesity. Number 15, venous insufficiency of the lower extremities. Number 16, pedal edema. Number 17, varicose veins, bilateral lower extremities. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Her sugars are between 132 to 156 to 194 to 165, 183, 226, 227 to 236. She checks her sugars three times a day. The nausea, the polydipsia, polyuria, polyphagia. I'll check her hemoglobin and A1C today. She feels fine except when her sugar drops. She is to see Dr. Gonzalez, her cardiologist, for a CHF soon. She denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath. Frequency of dysuria, melanomedichesia, diconspecia, no sore throat, ears, or nose, no focal motor sensitive deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, abdominal pain, no polydipsia, polyphagia, no heat cold intolerance. She's been doing well in her stable health. I've encouraged her to lose weight, but she's been not successful in that. She's had 6-pound weight loss since last visit. Her right lower extremity cellulitis is resolved. She does have hyperpigmentation of bilateral lower extremities due to venous insufficiency and chronic venous stasis degree disease, period. She's to follow low salt, low cholesterol diet. She's to increase her exercise as best as possible. She's taking the Zetia. I'm going to go ahead and reintroduce low-dose Pravacol, 20 milligrams QHS, and we'll monitor her LLTs as long as they're not 1.5 times higher from baseline. Then I'm okay with that. She's to continue taking her Nexium, denying the indigestion, sour stomach, belch, and burp and gas. She's to continue her diabetic regimen. Low stress, low carbohydrate foods, end of dictation. Patient's echo on December 17, 2012 revealed left atrial enlargement, global left ventricular hyperkinesis, LVH, mitral rotation, abnormal motion of the IV septum, EF 40%, AVA, pulmonary hypertension, tricuspid regurgitation, pacemaker wire noted.